comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where, by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardships upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Next item, we need to swear in everyone that's going to speak this evening. So if you're going to come up and speak, I need for you to please stand, if you would. Raise your right hand. Do you swear to give truthful testimony this evening?
I do.
Thank you. First item of action is review and action on the September 2018 minutes. Have we had an opportunity to review the minutes and any additions or corrections? Hearing none, would someone entertain making a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Got a motion?
I'll second it.
Got a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is approved. Now we'll move on to the public hearing. First item is 18-10B 220 Collins Drive, Rockaway Beach. We'll let Scott have an opportunity to give us some information, then we'll call you up, okay?
It's case number 18-10B. It's a front setback variance request by Sam Sinclair. Subject property is located at 220 Collins Drive, Forsyth, Missouri. The property is approximately 80 by 100 in size, and per the assessor's information, there's a 1974 mobile home on the property. Applicant Sam Sinclair is requesting a front setback variance of 8 feet for the placement of a 21-foot by 30-foot carport, construction of a 40 by 40. Nope, that's left on there from the last one. But it's a 21 by 30 carport to be constructed, and it would set within the 50-foot required setback per Tables 1 property line setbacks. And he's wanting to place that carport over an existing chat drive that has some railroad ties that's holding the chat up. The property is accessed by a drive that parallels State Highway 176. So up here is 160. This is the 176 that goes down to Cedar Point Hill. Our subject property is highlighted here. Does everybody have their bearings? Forsyth's right here at the bottom of the page. And access to this property is actually a drive right here. And there's Collins Drive just parallels the state highway. He has two parcels, and here's his parking area that he's requesting, and I think I've drawn in just a concept of the carport.
Did you say it was resized to a smaller size that made it fit the 50 foot?
Which one?
Did you say that? Can you give the dimensions again?
Of the lot?
No, of the carport.
21 by 30. And then what we found, his septic tank sits right over here, and we're theorizing that his lateral field sets off down in here. That's the only location, unless it's under this building, because it sits right next down to Tanikomo Empire Take. And I'll let him explain his reasons, but we have a view. I'm standing pretty much on Collins Road, looking back to the west, back to the east, and then here's another picture to the west. Of course, this is our state statute that I read. If the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve this variance request, 10B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One is approval of a front setback variance of 8 feet for placement of a 21-foot by 30-foot carport. Two is a Division I and a floodplain development permit for the carport will be required. Three is compliance with all of the other provisions of the Taney County Development's Guidance Code. And four, with the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Mr. Sinclair, would you like to come up, please? Good evening.
Good evening.
Would you give us an overview of what you're attempting to do?
Okay, with all the bad weather we've had, we just had to put new roofs on. The existing car there is hell damaged, and we just want to protect our property. I might put a boat under it too, which I have setting out all the time, and it's really the only feasible place to put it because they're going to be putting a sewer in, and they're going to have to come in and fill up the septic tank. So that's about the only best place to put it, and it's above the floodplain because it's higher at that area. And that's about it. If you got any questions.
I'm not a carport expert, but this 30 feet seems long, isn't it? Is that typical?
Is that width or length?
You're only going 21 deep, right?
Right. And
30 wide.
Oh, 30
right.
wide. Okay, mm-hmm. 30
and see,
wide.
My,
that makes sense.
My existing parking there, except for the ramp, is 30 foot.
Okay.
And then 20 feet out, that way I'll have plenty of room to get a car in, yeah, or a boat.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Here's our floodplain layer, and with his floodplain development permit, he'll have to have two sides of that carport open for the water to flow through, because I don't think he'll meet the base flood elevation, and it'd be probably costly to raise it up 1 foot above that base flood elevation. But a non-residential structure can have those two sides open to allow the water to flow through. And of course, it'll have to be anchored.
Any questions? And the normal setback is what distance?
This is a state highway, so from the property line, it's 50. Not 25, but 50 feet.
Okay.
And if he builds that, we found he's pinned back here, so we just hand measured, Sam and I did, and we pulled the length. And of course, we might be off 6 inches or something, so we added to get to the 8 foot to make sure that he'd be within his variance.
So it'd be 42 feet.
First, well, your variance would be 8 foot, allowing him to build it within 8 foot.
Yeah.
And then these property lines float. The property line's actually out here in the road. They're shifted like they all are. The corner was about right here in the road.
Does your neighbor, is that a building that looks like it sticks out about as far? Your neighbor to your east, I think it would be.
This one?
Is that a building that goes out to the road almost on theirs?
Yeah, that's a garage. And then there's a house.
That's this garage right here.
Right. And he come over and talked to me today about it. He had just bought the garage from his father-in-law. And they're planning on building there. But he's fine with it.
I don't know if it makes any difference, but I took this picture, too, to show 176 sets up taller. This drops down in and goes to the lake. There's a slope
down or slope up from the homes to 176.
Is there anyone here in the audience that's to speak for or against this application? For or against? Nobody to speak? Is there any other, any comments or more questions for the applicant? Anyone feel comfortable making a motion?
I think with it being on the side road like that, I think I would be okay with it.
I think the fact that it's a carport, he's going to park there. He's been parking there now. Yeah.
You know,
it's going to be there. Car's going to be there. The only thing it's going to do is it's going to protect it. So I don't see a problem with it.
I'd like to make a motion to approve this variance setback.
We have a motion on the floor. Any second? Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes unanimously.
Well, thank you.
You're good. And you can get with Scott a...
what we'll do, we'll develop your decision of record, which were those four items I read, and it'll get mailed out to you, and then we'll have it in the office for you to come by and sign, or we can send it to you, but you'll have to have it signed, notarized, and then recorded.
Okay.
Okay?
That'll be great.
All right.
Thanks.
And then we'll work towards your Division One permit for the actual building, the actual carport.
All right.
All right, next up we've got 142 Nature's Way, Hollister, public hearing 1811B.
Case number 1811B. Subject property is located at 142 Nature's Way, Hollister. Property is approximately 40 by 74, irregular in shape. Per the assessor's information, there's a 768 square foot, 2001 residence on the property. And it sits in the Wilderness Club RV Park, and it actually has an existing 1997 variance for Lot 6, Phase 1, Block D of a 20-foot setback in the front and a 5-foot setbacks on the sides and back. Applicant Gary McLaren is requesting a side setback variance of 4 feet rather than the required 5 feet and a front setback variance of 16 feet rather than the required 20 feet for construction of a 12-foot by 20-foot carport. I think I've got one that's out. Nope, I'll pull it up on the other. This is historic 165 Hollister's up here in your right-hand corner. And this is the Wilderness, the scenic overlook that overlooks golf course and all that area. It's just right to our left. So here's our subject property within this Wilderness Club. Here it is with our parcel dimensions on it. And our lines really floated on this one, but gives you kind of a side view. Drew in what his concept carport area. He actually has a storage building that he got a permit for that sits on the back side of this that you'll see. We did find his pen right out here. You can see the building that's a picture taken looking from the front to the back, and that pen was sitting on the outside of this wall. So I turned around and just took a picture back. The carport is actually going to sit where the RV is now. Again, this is our revised statutes, and if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve the variance request, case 1811B, following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be approval of a side setback variance of 4 feet and a front setback variance of 16 feet for the construction of 12-foot by 20-foot carport. And that's from the property lines. Two is a Division 1 permit for the garage will be required.
which I believe Gary has in.